Good morning, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yeah.
Hey, Kiki.
Hi. Good morning.
Come on, put them on.
What?
No.
Put them on.
There's too many people.
Put them on.
Put them on.
Ugh.
All right. Just Kiki's reaction's about right.
And Benny.
That's not why I came in here. I came in just to say hi. I don't need to be
Eat those donuts.
Benny.
Eat those donuts. Why? Why do I need these?
Because they've been up in that cabinet for about 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Feel like those things are rock hard.
Yeah.
Right. You just hit yourself.
Yeah.
In the face. He was pretty natural at that motion. I don't know.
All right, look, I just was coming to say hi. That's all I wanted.
Well, no, you got to stay for this story because this is a perfect story for you.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Doctors have just performed the first complete transplant of a man's entire package. Benny, good news, buddy.
That's a great story.
You
for
can
me.
Get one.
I know. I probably still wouldn't use it, but.
All right, so here's what happened. Doctors at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore announced that last month they successfully completed the world's first total genitalia replacement surgery.
Give me the tan one.
Extra tan?
Extra tan.
It's funny you say, because this brings up a point I
want
to talk about later. It's from a donor. They actually performed it on a veteran who was injured in Afghanistan. So really, this guy deserved it. Out of anybody who deserves
it.
And so it was off of a dead guy, a donor, and it took 14 hours to do. But everything works. All of it works.
How's it look?
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Now, here's the thing, though.
My computer's shut down.
Yeah, exactly.
Porn,
Terry's
going to
lock
warning.
It up from downstairs. Like, come on, guys. Come on. Show prep. But this is this brings up, I think, something that we're going to see in the not-so-distant future. Us guys are so obsessed with our dong size. It's the thing we worry about most.
Well, if you think about it, women get to get bigger breasts if they want.
Yeah.
That's true.
Why can't we get a bigger dong?
So I guarantee in the not-so-distant future, guys can go into the plastic surgeon's office. Mm-hmm. There'll be a display case of dongers.
You can hold them. You can feel them.
You feel what it's going to feel like.
Here's my question. What if you have a perfect match with someone? You know, like for transplants, you have to, you know. Mm-hmm. But what if they're not the same, like... Not that this would matter, but if they're racially different, then their skin color's probably different.
It's probably going to be a little abrupt color change.
Can it be painted?
Maybe they could do like a
bleach. Like, what if Emilio's donger doesn't match up with Jared's donger? You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So I'm thinking maybe there's a vetting process with these sausage and biscuits.
As you can tell, I'm very interested in this.
You're asking a lot of in-depth questions.
I know.
So, Kiki, think about this.
Yeah.
As a woman, let's say something happens. One day I'm on the golf course and a rabid beaver comes out of the woods and mauls right in the package, right? Just ruins it downstairs.
Gotcha.
So I get a replacement. Would that be weird for you?
What would be your ideal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shape and size. Would it be weird?
Would it be weird all of a sudden I got
a
new...
I shouldn't answer this.
No, because let's say I'm obviously going to want a new one.
Right,
I don't want to miss out on that.
You have to.
But now you going into it, you got a completely different mechanism you're working with.
Yeah, that would be weird. Actually, you know what? It could be like I'm with a whole new guy.
Whoa.
They say when you get married, it's the last, you know, donger you're going to have for the rest of your life. Not today.
You get a free pass. You get a new one.
All right.
Now, the hard part is, though, there's going to be a learning curve because she knows how to work this one pretty good.
Well,
she's had some practice with it.
Hopefully, there's going to be a curve regardless.
What, to the right? No.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
To the
I don't
left.
Want Take it back. I don't
take
want
it
that.
Back. It's defective.
Yeah.
It's defective.
Well, it's a dead guy's wiener.
Now, is it just a placebo, or is this like, does this actually...
It works. Everything works.
Yeah. So, like, what if your entire, like, your arousal completely changes?
It changes. You get turned on by different things. Like, I don't think that's how it works, Benny.
I'm just saying, what if, though? You never know.
I'm into Asians now. That's weird. That never happened before. I don't know. We got a lot to learn. You know what? Maybe we should send Benny in for a consultation just to see what the doctor says.
Where's this at? You said this is at with
Baltimore.
Johns Hopkins?
Baltimore. I will pay to fly you out to Baltimore.
I smoked weed with Johns Hopkins.
Went to high school with him, man.